T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It looks like Governor Pritzker wants to be his own little rock star and fight with the president instead of getting stuff done during this crisis.
You know, he has not passed on an opportunity to try to say something to the direction of the administration. We've seen, I've been impressed and warmed by Governor Cuomo's leadership in New York. I haven't necessarily agreed with everything he's done or said, but I have seen him lead, and he's a Democrat, and even Gavin Newsom in California, which is usually, if you want to know what Illinois is going to do next, just watch and see what California is doing right now. Gavin Newsom has had some very positive things to say about President Trump. Why is it that in Illinois, is President Trump just not paying as much attention to the state of Illinois, or why does Governor Pritzker have this beef with the president?
I don't know. It's very frustrating, as a matter of fact. This is a time where we should save the Monday morning quarterbacking until when the crisis is over. I've thanked Governor Pritzker when he took a couple days to take a recommendation I had that stopped treating non-infectious MRSA patients in isolation rooms and using the PPE required for isolation. It increased our average daily PPE availability for our hospitals by 40-50%. I said thank you when Governor Pritzker did it. I didn't say, oh, I asked 2 days ago. Oh, my Lord, you know, why didn't you do this? And I wasn't on TV every day complaining about it. It was, hey, let's get this through the right people. Let's go. And frankly, it frustrates me because the exact same week that Pritzker is continuing to complain about a lack of federal response, we just got $13.3 million from the federal government sent for federal qualified health center funding, for IEMA and Illinois Emergency Management, and CDC funding coming to Illinois, among the millions of pieces of PPE that have come from the national stockpile instead of going elsewhere.
Yeah, I know. There are positive things that can be said about everybody right now. And as you said, the Monday morning quarterback, there's going to be plenty of time for that down the road, hopefully soon when we're over this, and then we can just start yelling at each other again. I want to play this clip for you from Governor Pritzker, in his relationship here with the federal government.
The revenue shortfall, the things that we're having to do to address this, is creating a gap that I don't think anybody could have anticipated. So we are looking very hard at what we need to do to get the revenues and expenditures in line with one another. I think a lot of it is going to depend upon the federal government. I mean, there's just no one else who can step in to help our state finances the way that the federal government can.
So you've got Governor Pritzker saying that, you know, there's no way that you could prepare for something like this. But boy, have we been behind the eight ball before coronavirus hit the state of Illinois. We've been in a fiscal emergency for quite some time now. And we know that Dick Durbin was trying to work some, I guess, pension relief potentially into the $2.2 trillion stimulus bill that the Senate passed prior, and that still is something that's being discussed. What do you say to the federal government's responsibility here to help Illinois amidst this fiscal disaster that has hit the state that was already a fiscal disaster?
Yeah, I agree that the federal government is the only one who can help make sure that our economy, thus our tax revenues for the state of Illinois, continue to grow, which is exactly why we passed the CARES Act, which is exactly why we have mom-and-pop shops, small businesses that make up the backbone of the revenue sources that Governor Pritzker is talking about. We have them going to our local banks and going to our local credit unions and applying for Paycheck Protection Program loans that can be forgiven if they keep their people on payroll, if they keep their business going. That's exactly what we did. And we also sent hundreds of millions of dollars to our states to directly fund revenue shortfalls in our local communities. That's up to Governor Pritzker to help take that money now that has come as part of the CARES Act and dole it out to our hardest hit communities. It's his responsibility. I'm not going to complain that he hasn't done it yet. I'm not going to say, where's your plan? But let's get a plan. And if it takes long, then I will ask, where is your plan? But right now, while this is going on, we expect the state to do its job under Governor Pritzker's leadership to get that money out to our communities, just like we expect when the millions of 3 million plus pieces of PPE come from the federal stockpile. We don't even know where it goes. It's distributed out by the state of Illinois. I've asked for numerous weeks an accounting of where it goes so I can be a better advocate to the federal government to get more. So if we know where it went and it's been used up, let me ask for more, but I need that evidence. I need that information. Those are the types of things that if Governor Pritzker really wants to do something about changing Illinois, then he wouldn't continue to only want to raise taxes on every Illinoisan to get out of the problems that he and the Democrats who have been running this state for 3 decades have caused for us.
Talking with Congressman Rodney Davis, Illinois' 13th District. Congressman, let me ask you a Washington question. You mentioned the CARES Act, the $2.2 trillion stimulus bill. What we're hearing is that Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic side, they want to do more. Is that a non-starter for Republicans, or are Republicans saying, well, we don't necessarily want to do your kind of bill, but we do want to do something else?
Well, I think our next step is to put more money into the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program, because that's going to get money directly, somewhat of a bridge loan that can be forgiven if certain standards are met, which means you got to keep your business open, you got to keep people employed. Those are the types of things that we need to put more money into. And I just saw today Senator McConnell, Leader McCarthy, Senator Rubio, who runs the Small Business Committee in the Senate, they're the ones that have said we want to put an extra $200 to $250 billion into that program to really help out mom-and-pop shops. I think that's a great idea. I think when you look at that, would be considered a phase four, since we've already done 3 phases. Remember, the first phase, we had $400 million that we've invested to lead the world in creating a vaccine. That was back in March before all of the shutdowns and shelter-in-places happened nationwide. So we're on track to continue to lead in this fight, the vaccine development. We've got the resources to do that. Let's add money to the programs we know are being used and are going to work. But let's not give Nancy Pelosi a chance to plus up the Kennedy Center even more. And look, I'm a big supporter of the Kennedy Center. I think it's great. But there are different ways the Kennedy Center can get money that rather than an emergency bill that she forced $25 million into. And I frankly think it's going to be Nancy Pelosi's bridge to nowhere.
Well, that's interesting. I want to ask you about the unemployment access that people are struggling with all across the country, but I've heard it specifically here in Illinois as well. People are trying to get access to these unemployment benefits that have been passed, and the waits on the phone are just unimaginable. Do you know if there's anything being done to improve this or to make it so that we can access these unemployment benefits for the people who are hurting right now?
Well, if we were going to take a page out of Governor Pritzker's playbook against the federal government, against President Trump, this would be the time where all of us Republicans would stand up and we would say, hey, Governor, how come people are waiting so long on your unemployment lines? How come people are waiting for information? But you know what? I know the people at Department of Employment Security are working hard. They're teleworking now. Things have changed. We get that there's going to be some hiccups. But in the end, it's really his responsibility, his state's responsibility under his leadership, to make sure that they put a surge of people in place, a surge of call centers, bandwidth that can take on the unprecedented unemployment that we're seeing right now after we had an economy that 4 weeks ago was the best it's been in my lifetime. And you know what? I'm not going to say, Governor Pritzker, you're failing us, but maybe focus a little more on unemployment and getting people the benefits they deserve rather than sending out cute tweets that are supposed to be four-letter words at the president.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Congressman, we're hearing a lot about Pritzker possibly trying to, and we don't know exactly what this is going to look like, but maybe use this as a bailout opportunity for Illinois. I mean, do you see that being a possibility?
I certainly hope that's not his plan, because it's frankly not going to work. We're going to help the businesses that are the backbone of Illinois' economy. We're going to help them survive, and the employees that, you know, don't want to be waiting in that line and on hours upon hours trying to get online to unemployment benefits they deserve, because we want them to still have a job.
Yeah, that is so true. I want to thank you for coming on with us today, and we'll be watching as Congress moves to try to push some more stimulus through and to continue to see how what has been passed so far continues to help the American people. Are you heartened by what the American public has been able to do so far with the stay at home? Do you think that we need to step it up even more?
I'm heartened by it. I mean, still folks are not following that. I think it's gotten better, I can tell you. 2.5 weeks ago, I'd walk in a grocery store and I'd still have people want to come shake my hand. Now that's less frequent. I think people they've taken it much more seriously, and I think that's good. That will help it stop the spread. But the time, we've got to get through this together. I want to urge people, be patient. Let's get through the next couple of weeks and let's get back to where we were. And we can do that if we all follow the social distancing principles, practice a good hygiene. I think we're going to come out of this more apt to avoid a pandemic in the future, but we've got a long way to go at the federal level. Don't get me wrong, the federal level has not been perfect. We need to do better when it comes to creating a better national stockpile to be ready for the next pandemic, and that's going to take federal, state, local officials working together to make that happen.
Congressman Rodney Davis, thank you so much for the time today. We look forward to talking to you each time we get the opportunity, and today is no exception. So stay healthy, be well, and we will talk to you again soon.
You too, guys. Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.